This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Hospitals cut off by a bridge closure on U.S. Highway 50 are still getting the supplies they need. Yet Gunnison Valley Health spokesperson Joelle Ashley says the closure has delayed deliveries and patient transfers.
We have a lot of critical supplies that were coming to us from the West. So we've spent a lot of time working with vendors to make sure we're still getting chemotherapy drugs and clean linens and oxygen and those kinds of things that are critical to the operations of the hospital.
There's still no time frame for when the bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir will reopen. Police in Colorado Springs may soon use a new radar and camera system to catch speeding drivers. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the technology would largely be used near parks and schools.
The city council gave initial approval to the program this week. The police department plans to outfit two cars with the equipment, which can track multiple vehicles at the same time. Photos would be snapped of the license plates of speeders, and they'd get a ticket in the mail. By state law, the infractions would not be added to the driver's record. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver this year's commencement speech at the United States Air Force Academy. Last year, President Biden delivered that address, and this year's ceremony will take place at the end of May. The graduation is open to the public, but tickets are required. It will also be streamlined online. You're listening to CPR News. More news from across the state at CPR.org.